NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell remains under fire for how he's handled the Ray Rice controversy. Rice was fired from the Baltimore Ravens and suspended indefinitely from the NFL after a video went public that shows him punching his then-fiancée in the face and rendering her unconscious. Goodell claims the NFL hadn't seen the video before this week, but the Associated Press reports a police official sent the tape to the NFL months ago. Sports commentator Art Thiel talks with KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick about what should happen next.
Art, the big question this week is, what did the NFL know and when?
Well, the answers to that were why NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell hired Robert Mueller to head an independent investigation. He's the former FBI chief that probably has a lot of credibility where Goodell does not, to get to the bottom of those questions. And the issue here for Goodell is that he needs to decide whether he wants to be looked at as incompetent or a liar, because he maintains that he did not know before Monday when TMZ released the video of the incident in the elevator with Ray Rice and his then fiance that all of that violence took place. Now, you can debate, is that possible? Well, Roger Goodell went on the air and said, no, I didn't know, as far as I knew. So I think there's a major issue of credibility here that Goodell has to resolve if he plans to continue as NFL commissioner.
Do you think there's someone below him in the NFL who is trying to protect him so he could just have plausible deniability?
Well, it's hard to know right now, but certainly that has taken place in multiple occasions in political life, business life, or even sports before. That was the case with President Reagan with Iran-Contra. It was the case in Seattle here with University of Washington football coach Don James when in 1993 he quit because he didn't know what was going on behind the scenes by people who were trying to help the Husky program. But the notion here is that you keep the top guy ignorant of what's going on so he has plausible deniability when he goes in front of the public and says, I didn't know. But the issue here with Goodell, of course, is that this is his operation. This is how he wants the league to be run.
Well, and you can look to what's happened in the past. He took office in 2007 and pretty much declared himself the czar of punishment for the NFL, and he's had some missteps with that.
That is why I think Roger Goodell probably needs to go as NFL commissioner, because the NFL and its players' union collectively bargained the agreement by which both sides operate. And Goodell insisted, despite union objections, that he be the one and only decider in NFL punishment when it comes to these off-field issues. The union wanted an independent arbitrator, which Mueller is now sort of de facto assuming that position. And if that had happened, then Goodell would have been removed from the fray. I mean, in this case, I think that Goodell has had a series of missteps with the power that he was granted. The biggest misdeed, in my view, was the settlement that retired players got for concussions and medical issues. I believe that that was a Goodell-inspired decision that gave them far too little money over far too many years. And the NFL, as part of the deal, said, we're not responsible. We're admitting nothing. And then in 2012, there was another controversy in the NFL called Bountygate, in which the New Orleans Saints coaches and some of the players were held accountable for headhunting tactics that were not approved and many people found disgusting. Goodell's handling of that was so bad that his predecessor, Paul Tagliabue, was brought in to unwind the mess he made of the punishments. So it adds up to a very difficult time for the NFL, and I think Goodell is going to have to suffer the consequences, even though the owners are making a whole lot of money under his stewardship. And if he stays, that's why.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten.